Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Oblivion is a stunning sci-fi thriller that transports you to another world, that of Earth, in the not-too-distant future. The year is 2077, intones Jack Harper, played by Tom Cruise, in the prologue. An alien invasion has made planet Earth uninhabitable, Jack tells us. Most surviving humans have been transported to Triton, a moon of Saturn. Jack Harper is a kind of space-age mechanic, only instead of repairing cars, he repairs drones, which have been developed into all-purpose, super-fast, super-lethal security forces. The drones are like a three-dimensional Pac-Man, and they destroy anything in their path. Jack Harper is stationed with Victoria, played by Andrea Riseborough, who is his space repairs partner in a very futuristic house atop a mountain on the Earth of the future. Victoria is at the home's command center when Jack is on assignment. On a huge video system, she maps his travels, alerts him to dangerous places, and communicates with a mysterious person named Sally, played by Melissa Leo, who seems to be some sort of commander of the whole space military operation. Jack pilots a futuristic bubble ship, which is similar to a helicopter, except it moves at the speed of a jet plane and maneuvers like a back-mounted jetpack. While on the trail of a drone, Jack encounters Scavs, the nickname for scavengers, a rebel-like force bunkered down and led by a messianic man named Beach, played by Morgan Freeman. Jack also discovers NASA astronauts whose spaceship has crashed. He rescues one of them, Julia, played by Olga Kurylenko. In the bleak, post-apocalyptic Earth landscape, we glimpse bits and pieces of the Empire State Building, New York City bridges, and other landmarks. Nothing is really ever explained. Neither are the flashbacks that Jack has, which include, a la the movie classic An Affair to Remember, a woman Jack meets at the top of the Empire State Building. Joseph Kosinski, who directed Tron Legacy, released in 2010, directs from a screenplay by Michael De Bruyne and Karl Gadjusek, who wrote the screenplay for Trespass of 2011. The movie is based on Kosinski's original graphic novel. Kosinski has created a whole new world in Oblivion. I saw the film in the IMAX format, and the cinematography is breathtaking. The computer-generated imagery is blended seamlessly with the live action. The special effects are superb. There are several gripping spaceship and drone sequences. Tom Cruise is fine as Jack Harper, the kind of thoughtful action hero he does so well at portraying. Morgan Freeman lends his gravitas to the proceedings. He makes everything seem profound. Olga Kurylenko provides a striking screen presence. Andrea Riseborough has a good rapport with Cruise. Melissa Leo, even in grainy video transmission, makes a powerful impression. Oblivion poses some intriguing premises as to where the human race and warfare seem to be headed. And the matter of clones is also introduced. Talk about identity theft. Oblivion is the thinking man's or woman's sci-fi thriller. It's worth checking out. Oblivion is rated PG-13 for sci-fi action, violence, brief, strong language, and some sensuality nudity. Opening May 10 at the box office, The Great Gatsby. F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic of American literature gets the Baz Luhrmann treatment. Look for the director's trademark modern touch on the romantic drama, an interpretation of the roaring 20s Long Island world of Jay Gatsby, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, Daisy Buchanan, played by Carey Mulligan, and Nick Carraway, played by Tobey Maguire. Also opening May 10 is Peoples. Another party is going on in the Hamptons, and Wade Walker, played by Craig Robinson, crashes the Peoples' annual reunion and asks to marry Grace Peoples, played by Kerry Washington. David Alan Grier, Diana Carroll, and Melvin Van Peebles are on board for the fun in the comedy. Directed by Tina Gordon Chisholm in her feature film debut, it's produced by Tyler Perry. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.